You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Text Clare FM on WhatsApp now. 086 1800 964.
In association with the Tile Factory Ennis Diamond, specialising in your complete bathroom renovation.
John Underhill from Burren Vets is with us. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us. We're talking Christmas and you're going to do the same thing now. Tough time for pets in a way. Everything has changed.
I'm not going to ruin Christmas. No, I'm looking at it. It's a terrible thing, but you could end up spoiling the whole week on people, you know, talking about stuff that their dogs or their cats could end up getting because overindulgence or whatever it is, like we do ourselves. But every Christmas we do see, you know, pets with problems that are associated with Christmas.
And what? And doing what exactly?
Yeah. Well, look, go back to the word overindulgence. Like we do ourselves, we overindulge and they get sick. They eat perhaps something that's inappropriate, you know. The leftover turkey with the bones, the fat from the ham, that sort of thing that happens, you know. So, you know, obviously bones are an issue with for some dogs, or a lot of smaller dogs in particular, with obstructions.
Of course,
even gut perforations. So they end up with vomiting with obstructions and often need surgery. Foreign bodies we'll see around Christmas time because there's loads of toys around the place and there's
the little bits of Lego, the pieces of the board game that's slotted up.
Little bits of toys that are around or things off the Christmas tree. Ham causing pancreas, you know, leftover fatty foods. There's probably loads of them there, and it's a real trigger for pancreatitis in dogs, which is a serious condition.
Okay. Never give them chocolate.
We've spoken of that before because chocolate is toxic, particularly the darker chocolate. Don't overplay the chocolate thing, but you know it is toxic. But I often get people ringing out of hours because they're terrified because dogs had a square of dairy milk, you know, as a Labrador. It's going to do nothing to them at that, you know, levels. Yeah. It's the real dark 70% stuff, and you need quite a good quantity of it in a large, smaller dogs. Obviously, it's dose related, obviously,
of
like
course,
any poison.
Yes, yeah.
But people get terrified. I mean, it's out there anyway. People are just terrified of chocolate, and I think are well aware of it at this stage.
Yeah, but it's one of these things.
Yeah, for sure, it's lying around the place, and everyone's sick of it. And then, you know, Spot has a go. You know, I'll have one of those roses, thank you, or the box of roses. I had someone ring me one night. They had a puppy that they had just come back from the airport and they bought one of those big Toblerones, you know, the ones that it'll do you for forever.
2 foot long, yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge thing, you know, like the size of a house. And this puppy had eaten this gigantic Toblerone and they were absolutely petrified that the dog was going to die. And they were just coming back from the airport and it was unfortunately a night flight, so they were they rang at a silly hour, you know, but anyway. So, look, this stuff happens.
Just watch out for it, I think, is the main thing. You got to walk your dog. You walk for yourself as well.
It's important to get the routines that we all do. You get out there and enjoy Christmas and go for a walk. Maybe bring the dog for a walk that you haven't brought for a long time enjoy it, you know, because that's what it's all about, getting some time off and enjoy your pets a bit more.
Absolutely,
or your animals
indeed.
In general.
Any Christmas present ideas for them?
Oh, good idea, yeah. Christmas presents, I think for small animals, I think, you know, lots of dogs don't unfortunately have leads, you know.
Yeah.
Collars, leads, fluorescent jackets if you're walking at night, very handy. Or fluorescent collars or lights that go on collars are useful. If you haven't had the dog microchipped, maybe consider getting that done because it's now a legal requirement and people tend to park it. But it's a good Christmas idea. You know, worming, vaccinating, those sort of things are always useful. Very important because we get rounds of virus and viral infections with parvo and lepto.
Little squeaky toys
to play with. But I suppose maybe to get into the habit of, you know, getting out there with them and exercising them, because a lot of dogs just don't get enough exercise.
That's what they really want. And just quickly then, unfortunately, we've talked about farmers and large animals.
Exactly. Presents for those here. You know, infrared lamps are useful for calves that are sick. Stomach, you know, because they provide a heat focus for young calf that's, or a lamb or a foal that's unwell in the wintertime. And maybe stomach tubes, that type of thing, that are useful for rehydrating animals. And they're very useful. And you could create a small little first aid kit for the calves, you know, stomach tubes, maybe with some electrolytes, an infrared lamp in there. So if you've got a sick calf, well, I can hydrate it, I can heat it, and I can tube it with some fluids or colostrum or whatever it is. And these things are useful, you know, calving ropes, maybe that sort of thing. As if you want to put in a stocking filler, or calving ropes, a bit unusual, quirky. So, you know,
not the sexiest present, but it'll be
but,
used.
It's and you know, then these calving jacks are quite useful. And if you want to really splash out, get a calving gate. They're really good.
John O'Neill, I hope you have a happy and a quiet Christmas.
Yeah, thank you very much
for joining us this morning, and thank you for everything it cost to you as well. That's just about a lot on today's edition of Morning Focus here on Clare FM. We're back with you tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock, where we'll be joined, amongst others, by the recently retired director of Throwcrack, Eamon Meehan from Kilmaley. He'll be reflecting on a life of work with the charity. Also, we're looking at the no-deal Brexit scenario. What could it mean, and what plans have the government got in place? We've got advice on how to make the most of family time this Christmas, and Brian Flynn, who's coming up in a couple of minutes' time, has got the best Christmas songs you've never heard. That's tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock here on Clare FM's Morning Focus. My thanks to producer Fiona McGarry, to you for listening, and keep it tuned. Brian's on the way next.